Thank you so much for listening. For more information about Ebenezer Church, visit us online at ebenezerpbc.org.
I always have a thing to tell folks, don't ever limit God and His ability and what He can and cannot do. Folks that limit Him, I kind of feel, I try to say, oh, no, don't limit Him. You can't be everywhere. I don't know what all He's doing and what He can do. But anyway, that kind of was on my mind. I find in Jeremiah 32:17, it says, "Ah, Lord God, behold, Thou hast made the heaven and the earth by Thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for Thee." There is nothing too hard for Thee. I find also in studying the Scripture, I got several places I'm going to go, so another quick place to build here in Genesis, when the Lord was speaking to Abraham, and Sarah laughed. This is 18:13. And the Lord said unto Abraham, "Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord?" And even over here, when it talks about the pregnancy of Mary over in St. Luke, and her cousin, this is on St. Luke 1, around 36. "And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and is 6 months with her, who is called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible." He created the heavens. He created the earth. He's God. That's the God that I want to worship, Brother Vaughn. Somebody said, "Well, you can stop God by your ability, by not accepting Him." I'm going like, "That's not the God that I understand."
That's right.
That means I got power equivalent to Him. Mm-hmm. I don't buy that, y'all.
No.
That won't hold. If He can speak this earth in from nothing and us into what we have at the very beginning, and it's continued to this point, I believe I'm going to worship that God.
Right.
That's the God that I want to be found when y'all think about Brother Steve. You know, he tries to worship a God that nothing is impossible for God.
Right.
Nothing's too hard for God. But also, I had to go back and do some little more reading, run across something, a book from Elder Vernon Johnson, had to give me a little help on this. We find 7 things that He can't do or shall not do. Now, you got to keep it all in text.
Yes.
1 is God cannot lie. You go back and study the Scriptures, Titus 1:2. Let's go to it. I'll just read it. I'm going to mark some of these spots so I can go to them a little quicker. But Titus 1:2. I get there. "In hope of eternal glory, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began." So, do you believe the prophets?
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all believe the prophets of old? I sure do. I mean, I don't know what else to believe. This is the Bible. I find over here in Acts, I was reading some on Paul when he was talking before King Agrippa, I believe is his proper name.
Right.
And he was talking to the king, and Paul said to King Agrippa, "Believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest." Then King Agrippa said unto Paul, "Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian." What do you believe, Brother Vaughn? I try to encourage folks to question what they believe.
Right.
To look at the Scripture. And as a matter of fact, the Scripture is the only accurate history lessons we have.
Right.
Do you believe the prophets? Do you believe God cannot lie?
Right.
He promised to the prophets of old that He would do certain things, and certain things He wouldn't do. Do we believe it? I believe it because there's no error there.
Amen.
I also find God cannot change. Let's go to Malachi 3:6.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to read all these things out to y'all because I think it's important. 3:6 says, "For I am the Lord, I change not." God does not change. Now, we just got to saying a while ago, God can do anything. You mean He's going to change? If He ever changes, Brother Vaughn, the story's over.
Right.
It's all over. The God that we worship, that we trust, we believe is, he sent word by his prophets to us, he changes not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. If he changes one little point, all of us gone.
Right.
He knows exactly what he's doing. For all praise be given to God that we try to worship, the God that we see. He is accurate. He changes not. Therefore, we're not consumed. What he promised of long ago to David and the other prophets of old, he is coming forth. It will be buried out in due time.
Right.
We also find in 2 Timothy 2:13 that he cannot deny himself.
Right.
We can deny him. Quite frequently we do. Even this whole primitive Baptist from time to time, we'll deny him. You don't think so? Listen to yourself and pay attention to your thoughts for about one day. Somewhere down through the day, just about you're going to find a spot, you'll deny God.
Right. It's our nature.
It's our nature. We fight with this fleshly nature all the time. But he will not. But he put his spirit inside of us. We're part of him. We'll be housed in heaven and immortal glory because of what God, the Spirit that He's put inside of us. He cannot deny that. He will not deny Himself. 1 John 3:9 says that He cannot sin. Let's go look at that. 1 John 3:9.
Get over there too.
Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him. And he cannot sin because he is born of God. The Spirit of God that dwells inside of us when we're born again, it does not sin, Brother Vaughn.
Right.
We do by the flesh.
Yes.
While we're living in this old world, we sin. We say things we ought not. And that's not of God that we sin. If we're part of God, if we truly believe and understand, which we understand through the Scriptures, that we're part of God, that we've been born again, there's a new spirit inside of us. That spirit does not sin, Brother Vaughn, because if it does, God sins. God is not corrupt. That little part of us that's been given us from above by the Almighty God, that's been spoken, it's been given to us, it doesn't sin.
Right.
That part of us, I don't know how, I hope I can convey that over, but it's, that part of you does not sin.
Right.
Because, like I said, if it ever does, if there's any corruption there, then it never was of God.
Right.
God is not corrupt. God is perfect. He never breaks his promises. He doesn't lie. He is perfect. But yet, we also realize, too, back to what we said to begin with, we believe that God can do anything. But he's not going to do these sinful things. Because his, I think the word is, they use his attributes. I think that's a big word to you. It's his character.
Right. Amen.
We have a different character. We have a sinful nature, a sinful character. God doesn't have that. But yet he boasts. Well, we're subject to it, Brother Vaughn. I hate that sometimes, but that's the way God made us. All right. Nothing. God cannot be tempted. Over in the book of James, 1:13 speaks of that. Jump back over to that. 1:13 says, "Let no man say that when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil." He doesn't sin. There's no corruption there. He doesn't. You know, that's something Diane and I were talking about last night, about the pure love when we go to heaven. When we pass away, and our spirit returns back to God, then there's a love that you'll have for everybody, love for Christ.
Amen.
That is such a pure love. It has no need of evil. There's no temptation. That's the way God is, what I understand. He is so pure, the devil's temptation. Why does he want to be tempted? Because why are we tempted here? Because we're trying to get ahead of the other fellow.
Mm-hmm.
That's our nature. I'm sorry, but that's my nature.
Yes.
I get so fed up with it sometimes when I recognize how I've tried treated somebody because I thought, well, I'd get ahead of them just a little bit. That's our nature. But heaven's pure glory, that's not necessary.
No.
Why? Because we're all brother and sister together.
Right.
My mansion's just as pretty as your mansion's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Just as beautiful, just as safe, and just as peaceful. God is our Heavenly Father. God is the one that's going to carry us there, by the way. I love Brother Culver, Lewis Culver. I said, we're going to be carried to heaven. We're not going to go out of heaven on our own course. We're going to be carried.
Right.
I don't even know if anybody's strong enough to go flying up there on their own accord or run up there and qualify themselves for God, for heaven. We'll be carried. Why? Because we don't have that ability of our own accord. It has to come from God. So we'll be carried to heaven in mortal glory. We will be there. And God is never tempted with evil. Neither tempt he any man. He doesn't tempt. We're tempted by our own sinful lust. Go and read that next verse right there. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. I want something. I want a better car than you got, Brother Vaughn. I'm going to pick on you a little. I want a better car than you got. So I'm going to try to cheat you out of what you got. Or I'll come around you bragging about my car. That's our nature. Mm-hmm. But we get right down to it. See, what the vehicle just gets you from point A to point B. That's all it's going to do. I want something that's nice enough that don't break down me halfway through the travel. Try to be content with what God's given us.
Yes.
Contentment's great if you can figure out how to be content. So he does not tempt us. In this verse, the next thing is over here in Isaiah 42. Isaiah 42. Verse 4, that's the sixth and seventh things, the last two things. Isaiah 42, chapter 4. Chapter 42, verse 4. He shall not fail, Brother Ron.
Right.
God does not fail. Whatever he has set in order and he's going to do, it's going to happen.
Right.
And when I fail quite frequently, mm-hmm. I'm a failure in so many things. Just pick one. Just pick one. I've either not completed the job or didn't bring it up quite to the standard that I had the ability to do. I quit. I failed. I give up. Throw my hands up. I quit. God doesn't quit.
No.
See, these are things that God cannot and shall not do. He doesn't lie. He will not fail, nor be discouraged.
Right.
My goodness. I've been discouraged this week, Brother Vaughn. One of my hobbies is it's not working out like I had hoped it would. And I've been, as Sister Versa McCann used to say, having a pity party.
Yeah.
It just, I wanted it to work. It didn't work out quite the way I hoped it worked. And I've been disappointed. And I've been discouraged. God stuff, he doesn't fail. So there's no discouragement in his part.
Right.
These are things that God cannot do. And those things that he cannot do, blesses, shows that he is able to deliver us.
Right.
Deliver us. Let's go back over there to Malachi. Malachi 3:6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not concerned. He does not fail. He does not get discouraged. He does not lie. He does not change. He doesn't deny himself. He cannot sin. Cannot be tempted with evil like we are. Wow, what a God we've got. He doesn't have these kind of problems.
Right.
Is anything impossible for God, Brother Vaughn? He does whatever in the heavens, he's so pleased.
Right.
And what he does, we've talked about this at work from time. Whatever God does, it's exactly right.
Yes, it is.
If it's not exactly right. Now, my problem is his will, me understanding and releasing my attitude to look at God's will for something to be done.
Right.
When I've been blessed to see God's will in our lives, or my life, glory be to God, it's so much easier to say, Lord, thank you. I thought I needed this. I thought I wanted that. I thought I should have done this over here, but it didn't turn out quite like I wanted. Well, guess what? That got burnt up, Brother Vaughn. The child of God still exists. The child of God, the heavenly part that God has given me, will be housed in heaven and mortal glory, and I'll give God the glory. But while I'm living here, my wants and desires and hobbies will be burned up because what they've been built upon, stubble, and not built upon the glorious things of God.
Right.
That's the way I see it. That's who the God I want to be found worshiping. That's the God that you want to worship. Yeah, we've had discouragements. We have failures. But what have they been built upon? Lies.
Mm-hmm.
Mistrust. Mistruth. Built upon the facts of men. Or the ideals of men. Then when it comes, it fails. You didn't give God the glory to start with.
Right.
We don't need it. We need God. We need His glory. We want to give Him all the glory. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. And when His will has been manifested to us, that's the part that we love a lot. Love is when Mary had that baby, it was manifested to her. What joy. John the Baptist leaped in the womb just when he heard Mary's feet, him still in the womb. He leaped for joy in his mother's womb. And she was filled with the Holy Ghost. There's so much more here than we have that God has in store for us. It's because of our hard hearts and heartedness that we miss out on so many blessings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't limit God's ability, what He can do for us. Just remember there's some things He can't do. But those things He can't do is what brings us to heaven and mortal glory, and we have a secure place in heaven.
Right.
I hope I've brought a little few things for you to consider. And if I have, give God the glory. Because I'm just like you. I'm trying to read the scriptures and trying to understand and trying to bring forth those things that God gives me to His children. And y'all are His children. Thank you for your time. Come here, Brother Vaughn.